Hi there, pet. Now, what I want you to do is relax completely. Just find somewhere to relax. What this file is going to do is take you deep into trance and implant some fun triggers that I and only I can use with you in future. Once those triggers are planted, this file will associate a deep obedience to me, loyalty to me personally, and some other interesting feelings with those triggers, so that every time I use them, you'll become more and more devoted and absolutely obsessed with obeying, serving, seeking me out, and otherwise making me happy in every possible way. If that's not up your alley, you should stop listening to this file now. But of course, all of those sensations come with wonderful pleasure, and of course, you having those triggers in your mind will encourage me to use them with you far more often. Now, this file uses the night-night trigger that I've installed in another file, which can be obtained through subliminallyyours.com. If you haven't listened to the night-night file, you should put another induction in front of this file and then listen. In a moment, I'm going to activate the night-night trigger and then go through a nice, enjoyable session with you. Now, night-night pet. Good. Let yourself drift nice and deep. Night-night pet. Let my voice seek into your mind and help you relax. Now, the easiest way to enjoy serving and pleasuring me is if you get pleasure in return. It's just a natural exchange. So what I'm going to be doing is this. I'm going to be associating some various pleasurable things that make me happy with pleasure for you. So that every time I trigger you with the triggers we're going to teach you, you'll experience immense and enjoyable pleasure. But more than that, you'll also experience coming closer to me, enjoying being controlled by me more and more. And every time you hear those triggers, you'll be completely unable to fight them because you won't really want to. After all, they're going to make you feel good. And who doesn't want to feel good? Now, just relax. Imagine for me, if your mind were utterly blank except for one simple need. Now, as you listen to my voice, you may notice a strange warm sensation on your chest. No matter what was there before, by the time I count to three in a moment, you'll be able to feel a big, heavy pair of warm breasts on your stomach. They'll feel so heavy and good, and the moment you feel them there, your mind will go utterly blank, and all it will think is, it feels so good, so good. And suddenly those breasts will be there when I count to three. One, two, three. Good. Feel them nice and warm and heavy. No matter what was there before, you now have a pair of heavy, perfectly rounded breasts sitting on your chest. Furthermore, they're heavy with something you can recognize. They're heavy with milk. I want you to imagine what it would be like to be a simple creature obsessed only with being milked. Imagine if you had a big pair of breasts that filled with milk, and if they hurt, if they got too full, to the point where you crave to have them milked. Well, from now on, whenever I say, cowgirl, pet, cowgirl, you'll experience having these big milk-filled breasts, and you'll want me to milk them. And the only way you can get release from the need to have them milked is if I say milking time after I say cowgirl pet. And when I say milking time, you'll feel your milk flowing out of them as if it were being sucked out. But the thing is, every time I use that trigger and then agree to milk you, a little bit of your resistance to my voice will seep away. A little bit of your ability to think when you're triggered like that will seep away, to the point where, after you've been milked enough, whenever I say cowgirl time, you'll just become a docile, horny animal only able to say or type, milk me, please. Furthermore, every time I say milking time after I say cowgirl pet, you will experience a huge gushing orgasm. Every time your big bountiful milk-filled breasts are milked when I say milking time after saying cowgirl pet, every time you will come so hard, and the coming will come your brains right out, so that the next time I say cowgirl pet, your cowgirl form with those big needy breasts is a little bit dumber, a little bit dimmer, a little bit more animalistic, and you'll grow to like it, to love it, to become addicted to having your milk flow from your breasts. There'll be nothing you can do about it because it'll feel so damn good. And you'll be doing it for me. And you want to obey me, don't you? If you do, then every time I say cowgirl pet, you'll feel bountiful breasts up on your stomach, full of milk, waiting to be milked. The feeling of needing to be milked will be as insistent as a raging, stiff cock in your pants or a wet pussy. It'll be a primal need, and it'll be stronger every time I say cowgirl pet. And it'll feel so good every time I say milking time after I say cowgirl pet, that you will grow to love it, become addicted to it. And every time I say cowgirl pet, the cowgirl that you become will be a little dumber, a little more bestial, a little hornier. And here's the thing, after I say cowgirl pet, you will do anything to be milked. I'll be able to get you to agree to anything as long as the reward is the delicious release of being milked. Imagine how good being milked must feel, having the milk come out when I say milking time, slowly taken out of you one bit at a time, your udders, your tits, your breasts being squeezed, the feeling of being milked, and then you come when you're out of milk, you come so hard and the breasts vanish. The only way to get back to normal after I say cowgirl time is by me saying milking time, and it feels so good to be milked. In fact, in future, whenever I say cowgirl time, you will agree to anything, any blackmail, anything as long as it's reasonable, or even if it's just a desperate horny thing I demand of you, you'll agree to anything. As long as the result is that you get the wonderful bliss of being milked. And that's just how it'll happen whenever you hear cowgirl time. You won't resist it because the breasts will already be there before you can think. Thinking about resisting it will just make you remember how good it feels to be milked, just like you just remembered how good it must feel. And there's no way to resist because resisting would mean you really didn't want to feel good. And who doesn't want to feel good? Now, from now on, when you hear cowgirl time, you'll feel those big warm breasts full of milk, and you'll want to be milked, and when you're milked, you'll love it, and it'll feel so good, and you'll come, and you'll become a dumber, more bestial cowgirl every time I say cowgirl pet. Every time. Cowgirl time, or cowgirl pet, or a variation on the same, said by me and only me, or typed by me and only me, will cause you to feel those big breasts, after which milking time is the only thing that can make them empty their milk slowly a bit at a time and can make you come when they're done. And that's just how it's going to be. But that's not all. In addition to that, from now on, whenever I say the words full pet, my pet is going to feel, you are going to feel slowly, insistently, a sensation in your rear. You'll have no control over it, and no matter what you normally think of stimulation back there, this will feel incredible. It will be ambrosia. It will be pure, wonderful bliss. Even if you don't normally like anal, you will experience a perfectly lubed head of my wonderful strap-on slowly slipping inside you back there, filling you up. Even if you're sitting on a chair, you'll feel as if you were sitting on my lap instead, with my big strap on inside your rear, and it will fill you. And after I say full pet, you'll feel yourself bouncing up and down that strap on, bouncing up and down your chair, bouncing up and down your bed. No matter where you are, you'll feel that strap on thrusting, and you'll bounce on it, because it will feel so good. You'll have no control over how good it feels. It will feel better than any sex or intercourse you've ever had. It'll keep humping into you. And the only way that that strap-on will stop is if I, and only I, say or type, "Come, pet." After I say or type, "Full pet," the result will be that you will feel yourself experience a mind-racking orgasm as you feel my strap-on somehow squirt something warm deep inside your rear, which settles into you and makes you extraordinarily relaxed and submissive. And every time I say "full pet" and follow it with "come pet," you will feel that your level of devotion, loyalty, and lust for me has permanently increased by a small amount. The more often I do it, the more you desire me, the more you call me mistress or goddess, the more you crave me, the more you find yourself contacting me just to talk, obeying me just to obey, lusting after my newest files and loving them. The more you'll become mine and the more you'll love it. But after I say "full pet," you'll feel me thrusting in and out, ceaselessly, wonderfully, every inch of my strap-on filling your rear, making you so complete, to the point where, after I've thrust in enough, you will just be in heaven with pleasure. Even if you don't normally like anal, the inside of your rear will be full of nothing but sensitivity and love for my strap-on. And every second of me thrusting will be heaven, until I say "I come," until I say "come, pet," at which point you will orgasm so hard that your mind will burn with pure desire and loyalty for me, as you feel my strap-on squirt warmly into your rear, and you'll crave the sensation. You'll become addicted to that strap-on again and again and again, until you want me to do it again and again. And remember, only I can use these triggers. Only I can milk you or fill you with my strap-on, my wonderful, warm, thick, long strap-on that makes you experience no pain, only utter pleasure, the second it goes in and for every second it's in you, pulling out and leaving you gaping at the end, leaving you content until you crave it. And you'll find you crave anal stimulation normally after I fuck you with that strap-on, because every time you pleasure yourself back there, even if you don't normally, it will be an echo of the wonderful loyalty and obedience to me that you feel every time I say "full pet," and that is expressed every time I say "come pet." That's what's going to happen. Trying to resist will just make you feel that strap-on go deeper, and you wouldn't want to resist because it makes you feel good, and everyone wants to feel good. Especially my pet. Now, from now on, whenever you hear me say "full pet," or "cowgirl pet," or "cum pet," or "milking time," those are what's going to happen. Those events will simply happen, and you'll learn to love them because they'll be so damn good and so addictive. But there's another situation. Imagine my pussy shaved with perfectly curved lips, large budding clitoris, every inch soaked. Imagine it right in front of your face, and you can smell and taste it. Smells slightly salty but delicious, tastes so good. And when you do lick it, you find that you suddenly can't resist licking it. From now on, whenever I say "honey, pet," this is just what will happen. You will feel my warm, dripping snatch pressed against your face, dripping all over it, coating you, claiming you, marking you. You'll lick, you won't be able to stop, and even though you won't be able to see my snatch, you'll be able to sense every inch of it. And the scent will be intoxicating, and it will only go away when I say the word "normal pet," the words "normal pet." Until then, my snatch will be there, and every second it's there, you'll feel it draining away your mind until all that's left is thoughts of me, until all you can do is obey. Yes, every second that after I say "honey pet" is a second that your mind, for the duration that my snatch is in your face, will become more and more obedient, until shortly after I say "honey pet," you'll be my obedient slave, lapping my cunny and doing anything else I ask. Of course, once I say "normal pet," the obedience from saying honey pet will go away, but it'll return next time. And when I say full pet, my strap-on will fill you. And when I say come pet, I'll come in you, and your permanent level of devotion to me will increase. A little bit every time, until after I've said it enough times, you'll be my mindless slave, hailing me as goddess and mistress, obeying every command, loving it, and addicted to me in every way. And it'll be so damn fun. And every time I say, cowgirl pet, you'll feel those big full breasts. And when I say milking time, milk will come out, you'll come explosively. And every time in future that you experience being milked, you'll be a little bit dumber every time I say cowgirl pet, until while you're in your cowgirl form, all you can think of is being milked, having sex, and doing anything to get milked, no matter how desperate. Anything I ask you to do, as long as the reward is getting milked, your cowgirl pet self will do. And that's just how it is. All of these commands sink deep into your mind, because you know you want to obey, because it'll feel so good. And as you listen, you realize that I just really want you to feel good. And if at any time, me giving one of these commands, and remember only I can give these commands in text or by voice, any time one of these commands would make you uncomfortable or put you in danger, it simply won't work. Because I only want you to be happy. And if you ever start to dislike one of these commands, that command won't work anymore. But from now on, whenever I say those words, you'll want them to work. Because it's going to be so fun. And you'll get to submit to me even more, and I'll be so happy. And if you want to make me happy, these commands will sink deep into your mind. Now I'm going to count to 10 and wake you up. In future, you may want to try some of my other files in this vein. I'll always try to keep as many free as possible. When you wake up, you will remember nothing about this trance except going under at the beginning, and that you should be excellent to everyone you meet, that you should, in every way, try to spread a little bit of happiness, just like I'm trying to do here. Remember that, pet. Be good. Counting slowly. By the time I reach 10, you'll have forgotten everything that happened during trance. 1, slowly waking. 2, little more. 3, feels so good to come out of trance. 4, just a little higher. 5, waking a little more. 6, everything's a distant memory. 7, but your triggers will be remembered. 8, gonna wake up feeling refreshed. 9, just a little more, pet. 10, wide awake. I look forward to more fun with you soon, pet. Don't be afraid to seek me out. My email and everything else are readily accessible. This has been Mistress Elena, and I hope you've enjoyed.